So before we start, I thought it would just be very important to establish where I stand as a Uchiha Tard, okay? Because I know that's a big retort for Itachi versus Jiraiya.
Yeah, now, your whole argument immediately falls apart because you are an Uchiha Tard. Just
all right, to debunk that, for one, I defended Jiraiya on Sasuke
versus Jiraiya.
For an hour. And two, I said Naruto beat Sasuke, adult, whether you agree with or not, it's not relevant. I'm just stating. I said that Naruto beat Sasuke, and I think that Sage Naruto is stronger than MS Sasuke, whereas, you know, Swag thinks otherwise. So it's kind of like, if anything, I'm on the Senjutsu side of things, right?
Yeah. So I'm the Uchiha Tard here. That's a much more applicable argument. The thing about this, though, is like anybody who's watched my videos for a while should know, like I've been called and Uchiha Tard for saying Itachi stomps Jiraiya. And it's like, when do I ever rep Itachi in versus battles? Like, ever. Single time he's in a versus battle with me, like, I always say, oh, yeah, he loses. Because the people he beats, it's, like, obvious. But everybody wants to throw him up against people like fucking Minato. And, like, Madara and shit. And it's like, yeah, like, people called me an Uchiha Tard for saying Itachi loses to Madara. And I'm like, it's an Uchiha battle. What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
So, yeah, I mean, like, it's a really silly criticism. And I guess it's just a way to be like, oh, I was about to have to face the fact that my argument is very flawed. But then I noticed that you have sided with Uchiha on many other occasions. Therefore...
Don't even debate him. Just label him.
Yep.
Just exactly. Label. But yeah, I mean, Itachi versus Jiraiya, it's just Itachi is not Sanin level. Like, stop. He's not. He's not anywhere.
Yeah, he's way below.
He's way below. All right, so why don't we start off with the main misconception, which is...
The biggest misconception in the whole fucking Naruto fandom. Yeah.
Space Jiraiya... Solos Kisame.
Don't even say it yet, because they'll realize how ridiculous it is if you say that. It's that everybody brings up the quote where Jiraiya is like he's about to fight Itachi and Kisame, and not Itachi, Kisame says, yo, I don't know if we can fuck with this guy. He's one of the legendary three, and I'm just one of the seven ninja swordsmen. And so like we need to get out of here. And then Itachi's just like, okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. Sure, whatever. Yeah, and he like goes along with it, and then they book it, and then like people use this to be like, yeah, so that means Itachi was scared of Jiraiya, and I'm like, so both Itachi and Kisame ran, right? And you really think that this is accurate? You think base Jiraiya solos Itachi and Kisame? Are you fucking kidding me? No. Well, they were probably afraid of his sage mode that like he never used against anybody.
The one that Pain, his teacher, didn't
right.
even know?
Like- right. Pain didn't even know he had it. And on top of that, it would take 5 minutes to set up inside of that fucking hotel building. Like, what was he going to... And then, like... if you really think... Base Jiraiya is taking out Kisame and Itachi, I don't know what to say to you. You gotta...
It's over for you, man. Like, there's... Here's...
You're not... Versus battles aren't your forte. Like, that's...
here's something about it as well. Kisame says, oh, one of the legendary three. One of the legendary three would imply Jiraiya, Orochimaru,
right.
or Tsunade. That means
exactly.
he would have ran away from any three of them. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now... We've seen Itachi deal with the legendary three before, Orochimaru.
When the strongest.
Well, at least in base, whatever, yeah. though. We're not debating. It's like, and he fucking destroyed him, like, at, like, 14, with like just by looking at him.
Right, and yeah, it's...
he literally dicked down Orochimaru so hard, Orochimaru's like, I can't even take his body.
No, like, he actually dicked him down. Like, all of those fucking phallic objects were penetrating Orochimaru's body in the genjutsu. And, like, if you think either Itachi or Kisame is beneath Tsunade, bro, you need to, like, fucking find a therapist, dude. You got really deep-seated issues. But not only that, but this statement implies Kisame is Seven Swordsman level, like, on the same level as, like, fucking Jinpachi and all of those other people, which, no, Zabuza is much stronger. No, I mean, Zabuza and Kisame are definitely much stronger than the rest of the swordsmen, but Kisame is way stronger than Zabuza.
It's like, ridiculous, yeah. I mean,
seventh gate guy level with no Samehada, like, that's without one of the seven swords, right? Like, those legendary ass swords that make people so feared. And he's still fucking with seventh gate guy, but yeah, base Jiraiya, I guess, is stronger than seventh gate guy.
The same, you know,
Oh wait, but that's the thing. That's just Kisame without Samehada too. So, like,
you need to think about it. Kisame destroyed version 2 cloak B, like, with no, like, difficulty. Max power. Like, he literally just shat on him, no diff. And it's like, there's no way that this, you know, B, who was destroying, like, one MS Sasuke post, like, Itachi.
B even transformed into full Gyuki too while he was in the water current, and he couldn't do shit.
There's no way that Jiraiya is anywhere near that level. I mean, we've scaled them before, and Jiraiya, lore-wise, when he couldn't even subdue, like, Four Tails Naruto, whether you want to say he fought him or if he was just trying to seal him, whatever.
Yeah, stop bringing that up. It's not,
he got,
like, it's
near death. He was almost dead, bro. That huge scar, he was about to die.
I get so many comments like, stop bringing that up. But, like, it's a statement. He fought the Four Tails and nearly got killed. Like, he wasn't trying to kill Naruto, but he still nearly got killed. That speaks to his durability.
Yep. And especially if Orochimaru doesn't think anything of Jiraiya and he's shitting himself around Itachi, it's very clear that Itachi's just more powerful in base. Now, in terms of Sage Mode, this is a different argument. Let's talk about reanimated Itachi, though, for real quick. I mean, did anyone see this guy having a conversation with KCM Naruto, who's stronger than Sage
just, like,
Naruto?
Talking like they're on fucking Discord, just like, wait, what happened to Sasuke? And he's gonna fuck up the village while they're just, like, throwing hands, not even...
just super casually. And it doesn't
make, like, they're playing fucking Storm or something, dude.
And we've scaled this before. Tendo Pain is, like, Six Tails level, right? And we know that Naruto in his KCM was confident he would slap Nagato. So it's very clear that Naruto KCM stronger than Six Tails level. And we know that Jiraiya is only, like, five-ish Tails level because he would get slapped by Tendo as well. As, you know, the Six Tails was stronger than Sage Naruto, and Sage Naruto has fully mastered Sage Mode, not incomplete, and would probably be on Jiraiya's level or stronger, or at least relative.
Naruto's definitely way stronger.
I know,
than Jiraiya.
I'm trying to be nice to the Jiraiya.
Yeah, but if you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, say he's, like, marginally stronger than Sage Naruto.
And then base Itachi swapping hands. So, you know,
when weakened.
While weakened.
By Edo Tensei, yep.
Yep. And it's like, imagine if he had his Susanoo out. And speaking of sages, y'all know that when Itachi fought Kabuto, he could have killed him the second he stabbed him the first time. You know when he stabbed his tail and it, like, splits down two or something like that? Like, if that was
Itachi, he
could have
sealed him
serious,
with the Totsuka blade. Like, if he can do it to Nagato, he can do it to fucking Kabuto. Like, I love... No, actually, I hate Kabuto. I was going to say, I know Kabuto's strong, but he's not Nagato level, right? Like, there's no fucking way you can claim that. So, yeah, Itachi definitely could have sealed him. Now, to be fair, to give, you know, Kabuto the benefit of the doubt here and to keep people from getting too mad at me, Kabuto was holding back in order to prevent himself from killing Sasuke in that battle.
Yes.
Okay. But Itachi still could have one-shot him if they were fighting one-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't holding him back against Itachi, though, which is very
right. Yeah, Itachi was holding back against Kabuto because he couldn't kill him, or else he wouldn't be able to undo the reanimation jutsu, which would defeat the whole purpose of fighting him.
And to explain, you know, the power of Sage Kabuto, you remember that Kabuto, even in part one, was Kakashi-ish level.
Yeah.
Part two, he'd be even stronger since he's just studying jutsu with Orochimaru and shit.
Then he absorbs Orochimaru.
He absorbs a lot of Orochimaru. Not like Sasuke. He absorbs a lot of him. So he has Hashirama cells, And then he gets perfect Sage Mode, a perfect Snake Sage Mode. Or you can imply it's imperfect because he had like some mutations, but that could just be Snake Sage Mode for all we know. And so it's very clear that this Kabuto is easily at least Sage Naruto level. He's probably the strong. He's definitely probably the strongest Sage in the series. I mean,
yeah, like before the Sage of Six Paths shit started happening. Like, I actually want to talk about how strong this Kabuto is because he's no joke, and a lot of people sleep on him. And the fact that Itachi and Sasuke both went like head to head with this guy is like it's nothing to scoff at.
And I mean, especially in this confrontation, Itachi also shows a feat where he's equal or possibly superior to EMS Sasuke, with base Mangekyo, let alone with his Yada Mirror or his Totsuka Blade, which have infinite defense and attack potency. What is Jiraiya doing? How does Jiraiya win? That's what I really want to know.
Massive Rasengan tears through the Yada Mirror, even though it couldn't fucking break Madara's base ribcage, Susanoo. Like,
Madara's base ribcage tanked a massive Rasengan.
Right, with help from the Tsuchikage. The Tsuchikage propelled Madara into the Rasengan by lifting the ground up.
Yeah.
Right? Now, he kind of stopped a little bit, so it wasn't like he was accelerating into the Rasengan, but there was still, like, it definitely helped Naruto out.
And here's another thing with the Yada Mirror and the Totsuka Blade as well. So Orochimaru and Jiraiya are round relative. I'd argue Orochimaru's a little bit stronger. And then they both kind of have this pseudo-ish Sage Mode. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but the eight-tailed Hydra form of Orochimaru is actually like a pseudo-Sage Mode because it's directly compared to Sage creatures, and it's stated that it's stronger than any Sage Snake out there. Now, these Sage Snakes, Orochimaru cucks to Manda. He's like, Manda, please don't eat me. I'll give you some bodies, bro. Just help me out, right? So, and he's willing to go to that length against, you know, Gamma Bunta. Gamma Bunta was able to help against Pain a little bit, although Pain is obviously way stronger than Gamma Bunta. But still, you get the point that Orochimaru with this Hydra form is way, way stronger than just a Sanin in base. And yet Itachi tanks him like nothing and decapitates all his heads like
with one swing of his sword.
So why would Massive Rasengan just one shot pseudo Sage Orochimaru? Even that doesn't even
make sense. he can dark swamp the ground, and then Itachi just can't do anything.
Okay,
he's stuck there in his Susanoo. Fuck.
Genjutsu,
I've seen this argument presented before, and it's like, all right, that's actually a fair point because you can get underneath his feet, but then still, how does Jiraiya get through? Like,
what is Jiraiya still doing?
The Yada Mirror, and it's not like Itachi loses the Totsuka Blade, so the Jiraiya won't be able to capitalize on that. He'll just keep trying to launch ranged jutsu, and like he'll get fucking stabbed with the Totsuka Blade.
And here's another thing people don't know about the Mangekyo Sharingan as well, is that at least in the novels, it's stated that the Mangekyo Sharingan does not require eye contact. So even if you did argue Jiraiya knew about ocular jutsu, which judging by their first encounter, he really didn't, because he was looking to shoot dead in the eyes.
He looked Itachi right in the eyes, and even fucking Guy knew better than to do that.
and we also know Orochimaru fell under the same spell, and they're around equal experience. So the Mangekyo Sharingan, regardless if Jiraiya looks at him or not, is pretty much one-shot GG. Like, I'm going to be honest. I mean, it will mentally cripple him. Even Kakashi, who after having all his friends die and all that, was still mentally composed and all that. He was bodied. Yeah. He went in the hospital after getting...
Yeah, he could not get out of the hospital without the help of fucking Tsunade, the greatest medical ninja of all time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it takes a lot of his chakra, but even after using Tsukuyomi and... Even if Jiraiya does somehow maintain the fighting position, although mentally damaged, Itachi could still use Amaterasu and the Susanoo on top of Tsukuyomi, even despite the massive chakra drain.
He used all three jutsu in his fight against Sasuke.
When he had cancer. He had like cancer and he was spamming these things. So there's just no physical way I can imagine Jiraiya winning. This is coming from a Senjutsu tard, all right?
He reps like all Sage users, and he's just like, they're all fucking like gods. Like every time we talk about a versus battle with Minato, we're just like, all right, maybe his opponent has a chance base to base, but what about when he uses Sage Mode? Let's not even talk about KCM. I understand how strong Sage Mode is, but we're not talking about Minato versus Itachi. We're talking about Jiraiya versus Itachi. The guy who takes 5 minutes to activate Sage Mode, the guy who has a shittier version of Sage Mode, who got, like, one shot. He didn't get one shot, but he got an arm torn off by the Osteopath. And a lot of people say that that was a surprise attack. Fucking whatever. That just speaks to the fact that Jiraiya has shit sensory capabilities because he's a sage and he couldn't see it coming. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Even though Naruto can sense the third Raikage, he's even stated that Senjutsu's purpose can sense danger from a wide range.
Yeah, right, he like sensed halfway across the planet, well, in like the middle of the war to figure out what's going on. Like, he just immediately knew people were dying. And here's Jiraiya not able to sense this fucking, like, dude, like, right behind him.
So, you can kind of see where we're coming from. Itachi obliterates Jiraiya. The part one, we were talking about this before stream, but part one, it's never been retconned before, right? I mean, it's
completely 100%. What are you talking about?
It's never been.
Remember when Minato was the strongest Hokage and Hiruzen was the second strongest, since he was supposed to be stated to be stronger than Tobirama and Hashirama?
And he knew every jutsu?
Yeah, he knew every jutsu. Every single one, including Flying Thunder God. And... and Edo Tensei, all of the jutsu ever created by Leaf Ninja, Hiruzen could use.
So, yeah, you kind of see where we're going. So, I think that pretty much sums it up, unless you have something else to add.
I'm trying to think of, like, meme arguments or, like, be, like, fair to Jiraiya at the very least, but I really don't understand what he has.
What about that sound argument?
Oh, yeah, his genjutsu is faster than sound, so Itachi can't dodge it even though he blocked fucking Kieran,
which is faster than lightning.
Yeah, not like Genin Sasuke was dodging sound in the Forest of Death or fucking whatever. Like, that's such a shitty thing to use. Like, if anything, that just means Jiraiya's genjutsu is a shitty one, because it takes time for the sound to reach the enemy, and everybody in Naruto that's like S-Class Plus is way faster than sound. They're like lightning timers. And Seth said earlier, like, he's like, well, to be fair, I think the point is that, like, by the time you, like, hear the sounds, you're already affected by it. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure as soon as Itachi sees the fucking frog start yelling, like, wah! And, like, singing the genjutsu, he's gonna be like, oh, yeah, let me get the fuck out of the way. He figured out Chibaku Tensei in fucking 0.2 seconds. Like, he's gonna understand that these two frogs on Jiraiya's shoulders yelling means genjutsu.
And especially because Sharingan can perceive all chakras, genjutsus, and stuff like that. So he probably would see chakra flowing his direction, especially since he's faster than the sound itself. And yes, he's faster than sound, because even Tamari in part one, fighting Curse Mark 2 Toyuya, was able to swing her fan when sound was point blank in her face. It's literally drawn right in front of her face in black lines. Yes, she's able to swing her fan and obliterates, like, the whole forest to Toyuya. So even Toyuya's faster than sound, let alone Itachi. Like, you got that's some weak shit, man. I can't believe someone actually used that argument.
Taiyuya blitzes Itachi. Zaku blitzes Itachi. All of Orochimaru's henchmen from part one blitz Itachi, to be honest.
And it's like, if it's a real legit death battle, don't you think Itachi's going to hit Jiraiya with genjutsu first? Anyway, it's way easier to use and way more convenient.
Like, here's the thing. If it's a death battle and Jiraiya starts in Sage Mode, why can't Itachi start with the Susanoo out? If he doesn't start in Sage Mode, he's going to fucking wreck Jiraiya before he gets the Susanoo out.
Not even fucking Orochimaru.
I mean, before he gets Sage Mode out. Like... Where is this fucking he solos Kisame and Itachi bullshit coming from? How do people actually like Seth said earlier, it's like part one, never been retconned before. Not once, not ever. It's never happened, not a single time. Like, remember that time Sasuke said it was rare for an Uchiha to even have the base Sharingan? Yeah, I do.
We know
not how like well they all have Izanami and Izanagi now.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way Jiraiya wins feasibly. So anyway, that's going to be the video. Hope you enjoyed.
Bye.